If I get locked up tonight, then I might not come home tonight.
Keep it moving. Off and on, Eminem is on. Off and on, Dr. Dre is on. Hey, yo, fuck that. Turn that shit off. Let's get the fuck up out of here. You know how we do.
Okay, we're on the air and the show is officially starting, and I'm not going to play intro music.
Okay.
Because I do what I want.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
I skipped a lunch for this.
Oh, well.
With someone I'm not probably shouldn't be seeing anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yay! Phone losers saved my life again.
Okay, so I guess we have ideas, but we've done absolutely no prep work. And so I guess most of the show is just going to be spent looking up numbers.
Yeah, basically just look up animal shelters and homeless shelters.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Have you got any suggestions for cities?
Yeah, look up the SPCA in Boston.
SP?
Call like a, any animal hospital, yeah, actually.
I should just call independent animal shelters because they probably are less busy.
And animal hospitals too, because I'm sure they have a ton of dead animals.
Yeah. Animal, or should I just say vet?
Yeah, you can say vet.
Veterinarian in
anywhere.
Wait. My favorite way to look up numbers is to just go to Google Maps and type it in there, and it gives me a big map of all the places.
Okay, thanks for educating us on that. Am I cutting out at all? Am I cutting out at all?
No, you sound good.
Good.
For now.
Missed out on a lunch for this.
You need to stand next to your router and don't move your head.
I was actually about to leave when I decided to do the show instead. And then he called with me. So thanks, guys.
That's so nice.
Just ruined my chance on cheating with my boyfriend.
So nice of you to think of us like that today.
I don't have enough time.
Okay, here's Flower Town Animal Hospital.
Okay. I hope everyone knows I'm exaggerating.
Oh, yeah, right. You mean every word you say.
Flower Town Animal Hospital.
Oh, hi. My name is Stacy. I'm calling from the Homeless Association. I'm wondering if you guys had any... do you guys euthanize animals there?
We do if it's been a long-term pet.
Oh, not like just random animals?
No.
Why?
We don't.
How do you determine whether it's a long-term pet? Do we have to go through like a process or?
Oh, you have to have been bringing the pet here for a long time. We don't just euthanize an animal we haven't been treating.
Did you do any euthanizations today?
No.
Do you have any scheduled for today?
No.
When's your next one scheduled?
I don't know that we have any.
Because we're calling because we want to actually provide a service to the homeless. We're trying to create more food and more different options for the homeless. Just wanted to see if you had any animals you were willing to donate for the cause. And like,
we're not interested. Thank you.
We'll put your name on our. Never mind.
There's a lady who obviously does not care about human beings.
She cares more about animals than humans.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You gonna call her?
That could be funny for a prank if your dog starts barking in the background.
Yeah.
Will you shoot that dog already? You've had him strapped to the chopping block for an hour now. Just do it.
All right. Are you calling her back?
Yeah, this is the same lady.
Are you gonna talk?
I can.
Hi, thank you for calling Flower Town Animal Hospital. Mm-hmm. If you're calling on our normal business
She just doesn't want to talk to anyone now.
She's like, nope. She's probably really disgusted. You should find the service on Twitter and accuse them of not caring about humans.
Were you were you with us like maybe 3 years ago when we were calling up animal kill shelters, mm-hmm. trying to get jobs?
Yeah, that was us. Okay. We were trying to get jobs euthanizing animals.
Yeah. I remember we were like, can we bring our own weapons?
Yeah, can we bring our own supplies?
Can we just kill them with our bare hands?
All right, we need another animal shelter because that one was not very cooperative.
Yeah. This time I'm going to search for animal shelter this time.
Okay. Oh,
animal shelter, Big Lots. Apparently Big Lots is an animal shelter.
Everyone bring your animals to Big Lots.
Animal helpers. Oh, here we go. Animal refuge. After they refuse you, like, I should call back and just try and get a job. It'll be coming from the same phone number. Be like, they don't, like, keep the dead animals locked up, do they? Do you have security cameras?
Oh.
Baz wants me to tell them that I'm Roy Edison and I want to electrocute the pets.
Hmm.
I could be like, I'm Thomas Edison's great-great-great-great-grandson.
But they probably don't know that part of history.
All that matters is we do.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it before.
They really should teach that in school.
They should.
Edison was a big asshole. He didn't even invent the light bulb. He hired people to invent the light bulb, and then he just put his own name on it.
Wow, you're really slamming him today.
He didn't even pay the men to invent the light bulb. He had investors pay the men to invent the light bulb.
Telephone number 84.
Well, that's what we do nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Actually, that's what he was a genius at, is he revolutionized inventing by just hiring inventors to do it for him. Teams of inventors. He was the first to think that up, I think.
Oh my god. We owe a lot to him for inventing.
Yep.
Inventing a new way of inventing.
He was a genius inventor.
Genius inventor, but not at inventing. Just at getting people to invent for him.